This week, Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs and its agencies released a new set of guidelines that promise to manage water consumption to maintain and conserve healthy rivers and streams. Department of Environmental Protection Commissioner Ken Kimmel says that since 2010, the state has been working with stakeholders to develop guidelines on how to protect water resources in the Commonwealth.
We've enlisted scientists, and we've had a wide array of academics, business groups, municipalities, water suppliers, and environmentalists help us try to craft a new set of rules to use our water sustainably, to balance the human needs for economic growth and consumption with other recreational needs that we have for these waterways, and also protecting the habitat over the long term.
In an average year, Massachusetts receives 44 inches of precipitation, but the state said that during the summer and fall, the demand for water can dry up streams, killing plant and animal life. The state also said that the current water allocation system needs improvement in its permitting process, which has led to costly litigation, long delays, and a lack of certainty in permit decisions. So a new framework called the Sustainable Water Management Initiative was created. The guidelines establish a safe yield requirement that limits the amount of water that can be withdrawn from a water basin and uses scientifically-based stream flow criteria. Becky Smith of the Massachusetts Chapter of Clean Water Action said that she's glad to see the state take an adaptive approach in the permitting process. Under the original 1986 Massachusetts Water Management Act, those using more than 100,000 gallons of water would have to apply to the state for a permit.
Those allocations were set in 1986 according to what withdrawals currently were, and did not take into account the scientific analysis of how much is safe for that water body or aquifer to yield. And again, that's why we were really pleased to see this scientific element added to future water allocations and the reconsideration of what the current allocations are.
But Jennifer Peterson of the Massachusetts Water Works Association, a group that represents water utilities in the Commonwealth, said that the new guidelines could lead to restrictive regulations.
Our water suppliers' critical and core mission is to provide clean, safe drinking water to meet the public health, safety, and economic development needs of the Commonwealth. And we are concerned that as presented, this framework is going to divert the critical resources, both in planning and financial arenas, from these core water needs to a far narrower stream flow restoration agenda advanced by the river advocacy groups.
Peterson said that the real issue the state should be addressing was revealed in a report by the state's Water Infrastructure Finance Commission earlier this year that said Massachusetts faces a $10.2 billion funding gap for drinking water system improvements. MassDEP Commissioner Ken Kimmel said that the new guidelines will help form a new set of regulations that the state hopes to put into effect in January of 2014. More information is available on our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.